United One Productions is proud to announce our 6th annual Best of the Blessed competition. United One Productions is proud to announce our 6th annual Best of the Blessed competition. Winners from Nashville, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, and San Diego, California have filled the stage for this American Idol-style competition. You too can share the stage in Nashville, Tennessee. On October 23rd, 2010, the 6th Annual Christian Music Awards will feature artists such as CC Winan, Jason Crabb, Ty Tribbett, and Salvador. Sign up today at www.bestoftheblessed.org. That's www.bestoftheblessed.org.
I filled it.
I filled it.
I filled it.
Will you fill the stage?
Yes, and we said we will be filling the stage. This is Ken McCoy live here in Nashville, Tennessee at the TBN Studios in the auditorium where they're about to begin sound checks for the 6th Annual Christian Music Awards. And I'm just going to go ahead and give the shout-out number to you. So if you want to give me a call and give me a shout-out on the radio, you can do that as well. The number is 818-688-5633, 818-688-5633. We can tell you right now that we were with Phil Stacey earlier, John Shabaglian. We ran into Nick Gonzalez. Ty Tribbett is expected to be here in about an hour and a half. They're lighting the stage. They're setting the stage. The house band will be setting up and is scheduled to come in anytime. I'm actually staring at the stage setting right now. And, of course, we want to thank our affiliates, PSC Radio and Ustream TV, for carrying this. We are we haven't forgot to Ustream, but we have so many things we're doing right now. We just have some new script copies coming in. But I'm standing right now with Mr. David Marshall. David is the official he's laughing right now. David is the official photographer for the Christian Music Awards, and he has been for 6 years. Dave, what's happening, man?
What's going on? How everybody doing out there?
So tell me, Dave, tell everybody, what is your job here for this Christian Music Awards show? What do you do?
Well, today I'm the official photographer. I'll be shooting in-house photos and also backstage.
And what is it like to have the photo job? I mean, how important is your job doing photos?
Wow, that is a real good one. Really, it's unbelievable the way it came to me. But the job is, I can't explain the job. I cannot explain it.
How many cameras did you bring?
3.
What kinds are they?
I bought a Nikon D300, I bought a Canon 40D, and a Sony TVR900.
And you're going to be transmitting some of these around the world as well?
Yes, you will actually see those images today and tomorrow night on the CMA website.
Yes, it will. Show
of
this caliber.
Wow, this is it. This is the place you want to be.
Isn't as cool as we're right in front of the cameras, we're at the soundboard, and we're looking at the stage lighting right now. How's that feel?
Yeah, if you're a photographer or a videographer, this is the place to be. It is unreal, but it's real. And this is the place, again, where anybody out there in the photo world or the camera world will want to be is here.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate your time, man. Of course. And Dave's been around a long time, and he's been doing his thing with me a long time. And we are, like I said before, we're here at TBN Studios. We're in the main auditorium. They're about to begin sound check, and I got a call coming in. Man, this is crazy. Caller, I appreciate you, but, you know, we got other callers calling in, so it's crazy. I know we got to try to take this call. We got to try to take the call. I know, caller, we tried. So we see this. We're trying to stay live, but let me tell you what else is going on. 818, I see you. I see you calling from 818, so it's somebody checking us out. But we will grab that call to see if we can grab your call real quick, 818, and see what's happening. That's hot. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead. Caller, you're on the air. We can't hear you, but we appreciate your call. We appreciate your shout-out. Give us a call right back. We're going to try to get... Caller, you're on the air. Caller, are you with us?
Yes, sir. Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm with you. This is Anthony Baker calling. I'm calling the live talk show with Kim McCoy from Los Angeles to North Hollywood.
Anthony Baker, how you doing, man?
Hey, all right. Glad night.
I am sure glad that you called in. Now, folks, if you don't know it, Anthony Baker, way back in the day, used to perform with my group, the Mechanical Minutemen, way back. I think it was 1981. And, Anthony, it's so good to hear from you, man. I know you tried to hit me, and I'm in Hollywood all the time. So you and I definitely need to hook up and go to lunch. And now tell me what you're doing out there.
Oh, well, Kim McCoy, I raised the thing. I'm always in Dallas a lot. I have a rental property up in Dallas right now. And I also have a private business right here in L.A. where I do private shoppers with such as costume jewelry, the tennis shoes I'm doing right now, and events also.
That is so awesome. Absolutely. Well, you know we definitely need to hook up because I was just at the BET 106 and Park 10-year anniversary, and definitely need to be able to connect with you on some of those things. And I'm just glad you called in and you gave us a shout-out. I'm literally sitting in Nashville, Tennessee, at the TBN studio looking at the stage, and the band is about to come in a few. They're still lighting it, so you're getting the inside scoop. Man, and this is the only way I try to do it is let people know the inside stuff. Now, I'm going to leak some information to you first, okay? I'm not even supposed to do this.
Okay.
We understand tomorrow, CC Winans is supposed to come in with a 42-member choir. So there it is. I'm not supposed to say nothing, but there I said it. So there it is. And they can't fire me like the lady on the commercial. I can't be fired. No, I can't. Big Anthony, I appreciate you calling me, man. Stay in touch, okay?
Yeah, man.
We appreciate you.
Pardon me, I love you.
I appreciate it. Love you too, man. Thank you, and we'll talk soon. Hit me up on Facebook, and we'll reconnect with private numbers.
Okay, got you.
Thank you, man. Bye-bye. You heard it right there. You heard it right there. Anthony Baker used to perform with me. We haven't talked since 1981, folks. He used to perform in a positive group that I was doing for young men back at that time. So here it is. It's coming to fruition. But let me tell you, again, this is Kim McCoy. I'm here at the TBN Studios in the auditorium. Here's what's going on. Let me tell you what's scheduled. Today was the Best of the Blessed competition. And they're actually voting. Most of the competitors right now are having lunch. But I ran into some the John Shabaglian band, of course, Spirit and Truth. I saw a member of Spirit and Truth. Tom Scott is here. And, of course, Nick Gonzalez from Salvador, I ran into him. And Phil Stacey from American Idol is doing a workshop, a breakout session. So we'll be going to the recording studio. We're going to try to grab some people and let you hear from them. It's a beautiful day here. It must be like 77, 78 degrees outside, sunny skies, clear blue. And we're excited to be here. And, again, expected to perform tomorrow, CC Winans, Jason Crabb, Jackie Velasquez, Salvador, Nova, Transparent. So, again, the phone lines are open if you want to call and just give me a shout-out and holler at me on the air. I'd appreciate it. It's all good because now's the quiet time. It's a perfect time. But I'm thankful, and I want to say hello to my family, my wife that's doing the Passions Appreciation event tonight. She's singing in the choir. My daughter did an event for me last night, Ken Jr., and my son, Kalen. I want to tell them all that I love them, and I'm here in Tennessee working. So I just had lunch, had a turkey sandwich. So I'm excited, and, of course, there's a lot of other things going on in the business as well, but we just want to say the business at hand is the 6th Annual Christian Music Awards, and I am so excited to be here. I met a family earlier, and they came from Indiana, and they just simply said, we're just glad to just stop by. So they stopped by, and we had a great time. And I gave them some information from my new book, The Right Angle. So the call-in number is 818-688-5633, 818-688-5633. You want to give me a call? I got time to talk to you on the air. I'm kicking back inside. So give me a call. Let's chat real quick on the air, and I appreciate you and all the Facebook people, MySpace, LinkedIn, Twitter people. I appreciate you for hitting me up as well. So let me tell you what's going on. Today is the Best of the Blessed competition. There's breakout sessions that will be beginning. It's a two-hour time difference from California. So the breakout sessions will begin in a few minutes. In the recording session, how to market. There's label presidents here, label management, musicians that have recorded with other people around the world, and they are doing the breakout sessions. Once they do the breakout sessions, those are sessions where they get trained in how to present yourself to the business. Having your talent is one thing, but presenting yourself is another when you present yourself to an audience. And Jason Crabb definitely will be here to present his side of what's really going on. So basically, John Shabaglian this morning did What If He Had You as general session one. Then the breakouts were marketing and indie artist, vocals to the next level, and playing with a band. Those were the other breakouts that happened. The other general session was A&R from the industry's perspective with Darwin Moody. After lunch is a testimony by Amy Burma. She was the Best of the Blessed winner from 2007, and she's also a Nashville recording artist. Phil Stacy is going to do a general session at 1:15 about stage presence, and then it will be Darwin Moody will follow up with a write session, an artist survival kit by Dr. David Maddox, and recording 101 with Jonas Anderson, and he's in Studio A. So where we are right now, we have a bistro, we have the actual auditorium and production center, recording studio, and virtual reality facility all in this block where we are walking distance across the parking lot. So follow up after that is general session. Will be if I had one thing to tell you, which will be the wrap-up by Phil Stacy, Phil Morgan, who's directing the show, and Darwin Moody. Final session will be What Is the Father Looking For by John Shabaglian, and then they will announce at 4:50, they will announce who's going to be performing for tomorrow's show. And that will be the final call for the Best of the Blessed. Then at 6 o'clock, an hour later, the winners go do a sound check right where I'm at right now. And we will be bringing you coverage all day today from here. So some of the sessions we'll just follow back in, and we'll have live sound feeds from them rehearsing. Of course, those of you that's following on Facebook, we've been putting information up on Facebook, some photos. So keep in touch. Stay with us as we bring you more, and we'll be right back right after this brief Best of the Blessed promo.
United One Productions is proud to announce our 6th annual Best of the Blessed competition. Winners from Nashville, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, and San Diego, California have filled the stage for this American Idol-style competition. You, too, can share the stage in Nashville, Tennessee. On October 23rd, 2010, the 6th Annual Christian Music Awards will feature artists such as CC Winan, Jason Crabb, Ty Tribbett, and Salvador. Sign up today at www.bestoftheblessed.org. That's www.bestoftheblessed.org.
I filled it.
I filled it.
I filled it.
Will you fill the stage?
And I'm actually looking at the stage. This is Ken McCoy. We're coming back here from the Fisher Music Awards Best of the Blessed Day. So right now on the schedule, there's some breakout sessions that's going on by Amy Burma. So we're going to actually move over to the studio and try to get you some live sound of Amy doing her testimony at the Best of the Blessed competition. So we're going to take you right going through the hallways. Stay with me, folks, because we are the only ones doing this live right now. Nobody else is bringing this to you, so we're taking it to you live. We're going to go in and get a little bit of Amy's testimony. Stand by as we bring it to you right now. This is Amy Burma.
Mm-hmm.
You're going live right now with Amy Burma. This is an exclusive here from TBN Studios. Stand by. This is a rare exclusive. Amy Burma is about to go live. So stay with me, all of my people listening, and we're going to let you hear Amy Burma bring the A-game. Thank you. You just heard Amy Verma in a live exclusive here from Nashville, Tennessee. This is Ken McCoy, Ken McCoy Radio, Best of the Blessed competition going down here in Nashville, Tennessee. We told you we'll be bringing you exclusives, and we are bringing exclusives. Amy, we're going to get Amy Verma on the radio right now, and she's going to chat with us a little bit about her testimony and being part of the Best of the Blessed 2007, and now she had a chance to perform for this year's special. Amy, you're on the radio.
Oh, wow. How does it feel to present like this right now? I mean, how did that feel for you? Your voice is awesome.
That's a beautiful song. What was the name of that song? Is it on your current album? God changed your life from 2007 to now? I mean, growth and everything.
Like I was saying, he's just done a great thing in developing me. Mm-hmm.
I understand. I understand that.
But mainly my ability to understand where, what he wants from the kingdom.
I understand.
What he wants for my life and giving him glory. And the whole, I think, the whole gist of my ministry is giving people hope.
Right. Understand. Now this is kind of home for you. You've been here. Your management's here. Yeah. So did you call them all to tell them? Are they all inside? I saw your manager. Did you hear that stuff, folks? This is Kim. She said, "Oh, we're going to hang out. We're going to write sessions and this and that." Where can people pick up your album?
Right now you can get it on my website.
Got it.
That's where I got www.amyburner.com.
Okay. Thank you, Amy. Appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Ken McCoy here, Nashville, Christian Music Awards. Told you nobody can bring that exclusive like we did, and that's what we do here. And it's a beautiful day outside, and it's sunny, and folks, that was an exclusive. Nobody's doing this but us, but I'm not bragging on. God's doing. So we just want to thank everybody for sharing with us and being with us during the song. And we're going to take it back in so we can take your calls. But we won't know that you're calling if we're not by our switchboard. But right now they're actually getting TBN set up for the holiday showcases. So if you follow the Facebook folks, you will actually see in the sound, the house band is getting ready to set up. They're putting the T-bars up right now. So the music that you're hearing is actually some background sound music is a little bit ready to bring you the sound check. So we have technicians here wiring things, hooking up things, passports and everything. So that was an exclusive by Amy Verma. Wonderful song, The Journey. You can go to amyverma.com. There's a Brother Jackson. I'm calling him Bowler Jackson. Come here. I call him Brother. You're live on my radio show. How you doing? This is the house. I was just talking about the house band. The house band walks in.
It's Pastor Keegan, man. I'm fine. I got band members and vocals over here. Well, they're coming through here slowly, but I'm fine. I'm wonderful. Just got through eating.
So you look good. You're looking full and stuff, Tennessee style.
Yeah, I'm looking good like a Christian should right now. And I think right now what I'm going to do is go and check out where they have the other festivities that before I go to the mall.
Oh, you mean the conference next door?
Yeah, the conference next door. I was trying to find it.
Right next door.
Okay, I'm going to see what's going on. We have quite a few contestants today.
Now, you're the house band. What does that mean? I got listeners who know. What does the house band thing mean? What does that mean?
First of all, we're part of a house, and I'm just teasing.
Oh, we got two C jokes, huh?
No, actually, we're doing bag up for different artists. A lot of times, major recording artists and whatnot. So we fill in. We do a lot of walk-on, walk-off hits. And basically, you know, with Broderick Rice, he does a little comedian thing.
Right, right, right.
So we just support the whole venue in itself.
You ever been to Nashville?
Yes.
This is you. But I know because I saw your name on some albums.
But we won't talk about that right now. Yes,
we won't disclose that right now. We want you know, we'll go into that. I'm on the contract.
Brother Vernon Thornton, they call him Bola Thornton, and we go way back. Spirit of Truth is here.
They're doing good. Hey, what's up? Hey, man, we here. We got two of our members representing. We are part of the House Band as well, so we're here just loving Nashville, first time here, so we just enjoying it.
And you got a new album coming out, too. You got some stuff going on with the gym.
Absolutely. Our single called Praise Party. You have the gym on it, and Keisha, our boy and our girl. So it's hot. We gave you a sneak peek of it. So it's going to be probably by the end of the year, we're going to be releasing that. Yeah.
Told you so. This is exclusive. This is Ken McCoy here at the TBN Studios Live. And we are just excited that people are coming in. So they're about to do a sound check. So again, technicians are getting things ready. And Ed is giving me a piece of Ed, you want to say hi on my radio show?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Check it out, TBN, Christian Music Awards. We're here. Check it out.
Ed Mertens, he's been a great asset to us while we were here, picking us up from the airport, getting us here to all of our places on time. And we appreciate everybody that's doing anything for us. Thankful that we are in the capacity to bring this information to you. Again, we're here at the TBN studios, and their house band is here. They're checking in. It's Ed Lunch. They're doing the final breakout sessions. So, again, the call-in number is 818-688-5633. If you want to give us a call, just give us a shout-out or even pray for us on the air. We'll take a prayer. If doing a show of this caliber takes everything you got, folks, and we brought gear. But, again, a prayer is great because we know we can be sustained by prayer. So we're looking at the graphics right now in the background as the graphics people put the different graphics up and the chroma key and laying it down. So I think this is actually for Jason Crabb that they're doing this overlay. So it looks like a little space happening with some angelic shadows going on. So we're just trying to give you an idea of what's happening. And you just heard earlier from Amy Brenna, one of the best of the blessed 2007 winners, that they're going to do a general stage presence with Phil Stacey from American Idol. So we're going to try to grab you a little bit of that as well, give you some of that as well. So we'll keep you going. So we're going to go over and try to grab some of Phil Stacey, some of his stage presence conversation with the entire Best of the Blessed group before they go into breakout sessions. And Phil did a little session this morning, and he kept it real. So we're trying to catch some of Phil Stacey's breakout session. The technical people are lining up all the technical songs on the switchboard. We're here with Phil Morgan, the director of the show. Isn't it amazing how everybody's walking? Phil, can you say a quick hi to my live audience on the radio?
Good afternoon. How are you today?
And tell everybody, Phil, what is your job and how important is your job?
Well, I am the production manager for the event, mm-hmm. And I'm working in conjunction with the TVN team here, and we try to blend their crew and our crew together to bring an amazing God Bless show.
How do you feel right now? How do you feel the show's going to be?
Well, as we're speaking, I'm trying to look at my stage with this gigantic video wall.
Yes, sir. Yes,
yes. That is an LED panel wall. So
exactly.
That is for the entire show.
That's okay. Here.
And we'll have a video.
Okay. Anything else we need to know about the show?
Stay tuned. It's time to care. Enjoy it.
Stay tuned, folks. That's Phil Morgan, the director, production manager. Bring it to us. We're getting all exclusive. I hope everybody's enjoying this because this is what I do. I'm doing what I do, folks. God has blessed me to do what I do. So we're going to take you back inside to the Stacey right now. Stand by. Phil Stacey, bring it to a slide. This is Phil Stacey, the work session for the Best of the Blessed artists.
Okay, I need to say this because it's just just reality people here. I have fire people for looking forward. I was making fun of myself earlier with the band session about how easy it is for me to get rid of people. But the problem is that you're building a brand. If you are an artist, you are building a brand. You do have a business. And I know that we as Christians, we love to look at our business as a ministry. But unless you are a not-for-profit, tax-deductible contribution when somebody pays you, you are, in fact, a business. If you want to become a ministry, I forget what the actual tax code is, because I am not one. I'm a for-profit business. I love to do ministry. And I will go into churches, and I will lead worship without asking for any money or something like that. But when it comes to my artistic career, I'm building a brand. When you go out there and you don't present the best possible brand, whether it's you or the people that are working with you on the stage, they're identifying that as your brand. So you can be up front. You can be, like, fired up and, like, really exciting and everything. But if I look back at your guitar player, he's playing iPhone games between songs. It makes an impact on your brand. You know what I'm saying? I also talked about how I've gotten rid of guys because they turned around and had a conversation when I was talking. I was giving a very heartfelt spill, and I noticed that the entire audience was kind of looking over, and I look over, and two of my guys are, like, laughing and cutting up together, and I'm like, I can't have it. You know, we've got to know what's going on the stage. If you are bored, your audience will be too. Number two, dress the part. If you don't sing country, or if you do sing country, don't wear baggy pants and a gold chain. If you sing opera, don't wear blue jeans and a t-shirt, such as me right now. This is all about understanding who you are as an artist. This is all about your brand. But you do have to have an identity. And sometimes independent artists, we struggle with that. We want to be able to sing, opera on one hand and then country music on the other hand. But people don't get that. You know what they're going to respond to? Is they're going to buy the country song that was originally recorded and that opera song that was originally recorded, and not the way you did it, but the way that the other people did it. I think cover songs are great and everything, but if you don't have your certain identity on that song, it was pointless for you to perform it. All you did was make the original artist look good, right? Am I right? It's terrible, but it's true. Which has absolutely nothing to do with stage presence. But dress the part, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I think a lot of times you get into a concert setting, I can always tell the pros. I can always tell the pros at festivals. I can always tell who's going to be going somewhere because rock bands look like rock stars. You see this hairstyle right here? Normal people don't have that hairstyle. He must be a rock star. I think that it's important that you do look the part. I used to think it was so funny because I'm, you know, in reality, and I said this earlier, I'm a businessman. I'm fascinated with business. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a minister at heart. And I love to sing, but the truth of the matter is I'm a terrible artist. because I used to go to these, the big artist conventions where we would all get together and do all kinds of media and everything. And we're all staying in the same hotel. I mean, hey, why can't I just walk in my PJs from this hotel room to the one three doors down? But my goodness, everybody walks out of those hotel rooms to walk two doors down in, like, their skin-tight jeans and their hair all messed up, and they've got their leather jackets on. I'm like, is it cold? Or I just didn't understand it. But the important thing is that when they walked into that room with that reporter saw an artist. Not just average Joe or just a buddy who'd come in or whatever. And that just one little thing, just your appearance, just what you're wearing, makes a profound impact on what people see. How do you want them to relate to you? Do you want them to look at you as a rock star? And I don't think there's anything bad with having that image as a Christian artist or whatever, because I think that you're going to open doors in ministry that other people can't. You know what I'm saying? On the same end, Some of you know, some of you yes. The truth of the matter is, when I first started, I hated making eye contact. I was very nervous, and I didn't know what people were going to think of me. And so I would look out there into the audience, and I didn't look at any particular person. I would just look around. What I realized is that when I made eye contact with people, more people bought CDs from me at the merch table. Why is that an important game? Why is merch an important game? Does anybody have any suggestions? I know it sounds like I'm just all about greed and money and all that stuff, but this is not about money at all. Why is merch table response important? Right. You want to add to that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's it. And I think that's what you were saying as well, in a roundabout way. You connected. Something made an impact on that person's life. Now, I don't mean to be a downer or anything, but if you perform to 300 people and two of them show up to buy your CD, you didn't make a connection. We need to be honest with ourselves about this stuff. It's not because everybody in the audience is broke. I'll tell you, I've gone into an audience of 100 people and sold 75 CDs before. And it's not because I'm so great. It's because trial and error has gotten me to a point where I'm a little bit better at making a personal connection with people. You know what I'm saying? They want to make eye contact with you. And sometimes they're not even paying attention to what you say until you do make eye contact with them. How many of you know that people's attention spans are precious? You know what I'm saying? Right now is a trying time in the music industry. You wouldn't talk about selling tickets. Forget about it. Have a free show, and you will still see just a few people show up. I don't care who you are. You know, the biggest people in the industry are having a hard time selling tickets these days. More people have pressure on them at work. They're spending long hours at work or whatever. They're going to work 60 hours a week. Then they want to spend time at home with the kids, and now you're asking them to go out for 4 hours in a night. They're going to have to get their kids ready. It's going to be out of their way. They're going to have to go to a show. What is going to make that time precious to them? Remember, it's not about you. It's not about sustaining your career or whatever. It's about what you're doing for the audience member. And if you close off, if you don't make that eye contact, you're just not even going to make a connection. Most of them are thinking about, oh, gosh, I've got that project at work tomorrow. I can't believe I came here for this concert. I've got too much to do. That's what they're going to be thinking. But if you can make eye contact with somebody, and the Holy Spirit uses you to speak peace into somebody's life, and that's priceless. That's worth the price of admission, which happens to be free in our illustration, but there you go. All right. Throw a song or two in that they can sing along to. I talked to you about covers. Covers are invaluably important in your career right now. Unless I know your big hit song, then your music means very little to me. And chances are most songs don't become hits until people hear them 15,000 times on the radio. Gosh, do you guys remember when My Heart Will Go On came on the radio? Oh, I was so sick of it. But it was an enormous hit. I didn't know it the first time I heard it because I hated it. I was like, 1, 4, 5, 6, I get it. And it's done. You know what I'm saying? Celine Dion, yes, she's the greatest singer in the world. I get it. But I was so sick of hearing it. Now I went to China, Lord of Mercy, just playing nonstop. It's like repeat one song over and over and over and over and over again. But it's a smash hit. And now if you go to Celine Dion's concert and she doesn't sing My Heart Will Go On, you're going to walk away disappointed. But if you go into a concert and you sing My Heart Will Go On, you're going to make a connection because everybody knows it. It's like if you go in singing one of Chris Tomlin's big smash worship songs or something in a church and everybody can sing along with you, guess what? They're with you. They're with you for that entire song. As long as you don't take it too long, as long as it's not terribly under par to what Chris Tomlin is giving, people are going to be with you. Covers can be a given hit for you in your live performances. I think that it's important to bring in something that people can sing along. I think people get bored too easy. I'm sitting here saying interesting things, and some of you guys are getting bored just listening to me. I'm not getting a chance to talk. It's easy to lose people's attention span. So throw them in a couple. Don't throw them in together, because if you do, unless you just do a whole concert connect with you. I keep sending this all. You know, how many of you, every other song, they're like, you guys have a good time tonight? See, some of you wouldn't respond. I wasn't even looking for a response. You know what I'm saying? You love Jesus. See? I mean, there's certain things you can say that people expect you and want you to say at some point in your concert because they want to say, yeah! If you don't even give them a chance to say, yeah! Then they're not going to. And the worst thing is to add a negative connotation. You guys out there tonight? Also, don't mention the wrong city. That's one of those I learned from personal experience. All right. Point number four is make friends. Make friends with the people in your audience. Don't just ditch them after the concert is over. That's the worst thing. I hate it when an evangelist comes into town, and I know that I'm totally stepping on Thomas here and everything. I'm not going to say any names. But they don't come into the audience until worship music is almost already done. They walk up to the front, and then they sit there. They get introduced. They weren't even part of the worship. They get introduced. They come up. They preach their sermon. They hand the mic over to the pastor before he even dismisses the room. It doesn't make any sense to me. Have you guys seen that before? Artists do that. And it's dumb. Especially when you're at a level where you're an independent artist and you're dependent upon your fans. Because what you're doing is telling them, I don't really care to make a personal connection with you. You really are. I don't care. I've got all these friends from American Idol, and I can name all these famous people. And people, you know, these people, by all means, they have earned the right to get in and sing and leave. They've sold millions of records or whatever. But anytime you go to their concert and they do that, the audience is ticked. They want you to stay after. I voted you in, man. I voted you in. I spent my night. You can't come out and say hi to me for 5 minutes. I spent 2 hours voting every single week. Come on. They want to make, especially if you made a connection with that music or whatever, people are going to want to come up to you. They're going to want to say, you know, I was feeling a little pressured about the project that I had at work. And I'm sitting there thinking, man, I should make the come to that. Remember, you made eye contact with me. And you sang a song, and it was based on this random Bible verse that I remember that you probably don't even remember you said, but I remember every word of it because you made a big impact on my life. I just want to tell you that. And when you actually make that friendship connection, the business side of me is about to offend you, just like I offended the audience I talked to earlier. A fan is a customer. You know what I'm saying? Because when you make friends with people at those concerts, guess what's going to happen in 3 months when you email them to let them know about your new CD you just recorded? They're going to support you. They're going to keep you on the road. They're going to keep you doing your art. Not to mention the fact that those friends, they may come to you someday and be like, man, look, I wrote a song, and it's really good. Is there any way you can give it a chance? They send it to you, you listen to it, and it rocks. And you send it on to your friend, and they recorded it. Becomes a hit on radio. You never know what kind of connection that you're making. That person may be a star that God's going to bring up to make an impact on the world, you know, whatever. You never know what's going to happen, but you do have to make yourself available. Here's the truth, guys. And I'm not afraid of being offensive, but I hate to do so. If you don't want to talk to those people, get out of this business. Go to the rock star convention. We're at TBN. We're talking about changing people's lives. We're talking about ministry. Ministry doesn't just happen on stage. It happens in the trenches. You know what I'm saying? If you don't want to talk to these people, if you're afraid of these people and you aren't willing to overcome that fear, get out of this business. We don't need you. We need people that really care about people and want to make a personal connection. All right. That's terrible. All right, my first thing here is the Garth Brooks quote. I shared this earlier. Garth Brooks, he was asked one time, I don't know how many of you know that Garth Brooks is the biggest selling solo artist in SoundScan history. He sold more records with SoundScan than Elvis Presley and Michael Jackson and any other solo artist, including Celine Dion, that you can imagine. Here's this semi-chubby guy.
He's not my favorite singer or whatever, but he's doing more records than Elvis. I love him. I'm a huge fan. I'm going to
You're hearing Phil Stacey live at the breakout session for the Christian Music Awards. This is Kim McCoy. We're catching up with the Snowman. We're just trying to bring you this information, folks. We're catching up with the Snowman. He does instrumental music. He's from New Orleans, Louisiana, but is here by way of Minneapolis. And you're going live right now with the Snowman. Snowman, tell us about the Snowman, what he's doing, and tell us how are you being blessed by this experience with Best of the Blessed.
Oh, this has been great. You know, I'm up here with my group, and I'm an all-instrumental group, saxophone player. And, man, we're just serving God, you know, and it's just great to be up here. First in that, well, down here, I guess.
Right.
To be down here in Nashville, you know, just doing this thing. And, you know, it's just great to be around other like-minded people, other people who are serving God, who are committed to God. You know, and but really bringing it, like the diversity of style. Have you
seen
something before?
Yeah. I'm hearing
so
the testimonies are coming, yes.
Yeah, and everybody who's here has an amazing story of, like, either why they got here,
yes, indeed.
Why they're an artist,
yes.
You know. And so we have one record out now, and we're working on our second one, and God's timing in this has been just incredible how, like, this is actually going to be a kickoff to us starting a new record.
And the other thing is the networking. Like, we just did a video, HD video, and we connected one of your people with Tom Scott. Now they're still talking on another show, and that's what the other side of this is connecting like-minded people, but making that move forward.
Well, as far as with the world being so anti-Christian,
right?
You know, and Christian, the word Christian getting such a bad stigma,
right,
already. But it's great to come into a community of people who have all these talents. There's people who are professionals in their field who love God to death,
mm-hmm,
and who are more than willing to connect out with Christian artists and help us and just join all those things together so we can make a full multimedia, you know, attack of the world.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And you need that.
Awesome. And the whole thing about it is coming to something like this, making the network, making the connection, realizing that your vision is not by itself, and you can, with that like-minded connectivity, you can make some greater things happen.
There was some great work given by one of the judges. I can't remember his name now. Darwin or something?
Yeah, like that. Darwin Moody.
He said that he's talking about doing great projects, great albums. How it's usually always a team of people.
Mm-hmm.
And he even brought up that the Godhead even works as a team.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do anything long.
Right.
Even God.
Right.
Has a three-member team.
It's always the number.
Yeah. And isn't that wild?
It's always the number.
But also, what about teamwork? What does that say about that almost, you know, ordained thing?
Yes,
you know?
Yes. And that's what this is. And we are here. This is Ken McCoy again with the Snowman in Nashville, Tennessee. This is so exciting because, again, I'm meeting you and I have your music and I cannot wait to play
okay,
it. And I'm just, and, but you're also from our friends in Louisiana. Now, where are you from, man?
New Orleans.
Yeah.
I grew up in there in Alexandria and went to college in Lafayette.
Lafayette.
You know? So I have no accent, though.
Okay, but you're all right. he can make up. And this is from my buddy at PSC Radio. And now, the Snowman could cook, but PSC Radio, Kim Lloyd, cannot cook. So I said that. And we have all my affiliates out in Louisiana, in Detroit, Philadelphia, California, Las Vegas, global. And we, again, this will be on iTunes. If you missed any of this testimony, it'll be on iTunes. And, man, Snowman, anybody you want to give a shout-out to?
Just to my wonderful parents, Ann and David Powers, and my beautiful children, Xavier and Avery, and my new sweetheart, Gowan Olson. Man, they've just been such a support of God in my church. Living Word Christian Center, man, and actually all of my band, we all work on the praise team there as well. But, you know, I just want to say before you go, remember that joy is a choice. It has nothing to do with happy or sadness. Joy is a choice. So make today the best day of your life because you have the choice to do so in God.
One day they're going to make me shout out here in Tennessee, y'all. Cause
you ready?
All day. I just met a family from Indianapolis. And three generations of men. No, they came out earlier, but it was just amazing that the dad and his son and his son, and he says, I'm trying to get my kids to do the right thing, and then dad, and the middle dad, basically, the son, was almost in tears because of his dad and his son. He's in the middle wrangling this. And that's awesome. So this is Ken McCoy. I'm telling you, we're so excited. You know, at TBN Studios with the Snowman, we had Amy Burnham, and you heard Phil Stacey just now, and
We're just bringing you this live coverage from the Christian Music Awards. Best of the Blessed Competition Day. Tomorrow's the main show. But we're excited, and we're just blessed to be here. I mean, folks, I can't describe the hospitality. The weather's beautiful. The camaraderie with folks of like-mindedness. And it's just a blessing that this is happening. So I want you to stay tuned, stay with us, and we will keep you in the loop as we bring you back, to what's going on. And we're going to take you back on the inside of the auditorium now to get a peek at what's happening in the auditorium. And the sound people are getting ready. So we're excited, but it's still doing what God wants us to do. So quickly, if you want to give us a call, give us a call. We are now available to take calls. So if you want to take a call, give us a call. And we'll get you that number. The number is 818-688-5633. 818-688-5633. If you tried to call us, we were away from our system. But we're still here. So hit us up. So right now, they're basically getting the curtain set up, get the lighting set up. The cameras are in position. Sound check will begin in about 40 minutes. So we appreciate it, and we'll be right back right after this quick break.
United One Productions is proud to announce our 6th annual Best of the Blessed competition. Winners from Nashville, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, and San Diego, California have filled the stage for this American Idol-style competition. You, too, can share the stage in Nashville, Tennessee. On October 23rd, 2010, the 6th Annual Christian Music Awards will feature artists such as CeCe Winans, Jason Crabb, Ty Tribbett, and Salvador. Sign up today at www.bestoftheblessed.org. That's www.bestoftheblessed.org.
I filled it.
I filled it.
I filled it.
Will you fill the stage?
And again, this is Ken McCoy with Ken McCoy Radio. We thank you for listening to this live exclusive coverage from the Best of the Blessed competition as part of the Christian Music Awards setup. We are excited. We can see the house band is now getting in position to get set up. And Keena McFadden, the event coordinators on stage, making sure that everybody's basically making sure that everybody's getting what they need to do the best that they can do. And we're just excited to be a part of this, and we're taking calls right now. So if you want to give us a call, it's 818-688-5633. It'll patch right into TBN Studios as we try to bring it. And we're just excited, folks. Again, we met the Snowman. We're talking to John Shabaglin that's coordinating some interviews for us and bringing people over, and we're more than excited to be a part of what God is doing for us. And we just have to spread the good word. You heard that happiness is a choice, so choose happiness, okay? And as we try to bring this information to you, coming up later today is the final session, and of course, I believe they're expecting Ty Tribbett to be coming along pretty soon to be doing a closing session for the entire Best of the Blessed crew, and we will try to bring you that coverage. So stay with us, and we're going to also try to bring you inside information tomorrow from this event as well, the day of show. Day of show is always a scrambler around, I mean, from the Oscars to the BETs to the ASCAP to the American Music Awards. Day of show is scramble day, last minute changes, waiting to hear from the artists, check-ins, staging, those kind of things. But we're excited. We hope you're blessed by what you're hearing. So we're excited. So we want to keep you posted. Phil Stacy, Darwin Moody, Phil Morgan, you heard from, of course, and Amy Berna, to enlighten you on what it takes to do a show of this caliber. I mean, it's a lot of work, folks. I'm working between two phones and two buildings, but I'm excited. This is what I do, so I want to keep it that way. So we're going to take you back over we're going to take you back over to the Best of the Blessed work breakout sessions to see what's really going on. So stay with us as we take you back over to the Best of the Blessed competition from TBN Studios. And we're in the auditorium room as we go. You can see the decorations getting ready for the holiday show. They have several buildings that they use for production. They have an entire dedicated studio. And we're actually in the hallways walking over to the next conference center. So as we take it, stand by, we're going to take you live to the next workshop.
Yeah. Just a little bit, or whatever, for some reason, it just opens you up. Little nugget for sure. commissioners can make. When I worked at the organization, the XO and the executive command was in here, they don't want a job for you yet, so you just want to spend the next couple of months to get stuff into your house. So it's going to come. Exactly. But then I'll get in and I'll go to the job just months later while I'm in the rock band. I learned all the songs. And, well, we had Mondays off, so I went to work Tuesday through Friday at 8:30 and I was home by 9 in the morning. We had like 2 weeks long tours where we went to the beach and kept that and the hotel and we went to the Chinese and the Rhino and stuff. It is the sweetest gig ever. Wow, nobody even knows about that.
United One Productions is proud to announce our 6th annual Best of the Blessed competition.
Winners from Nashville, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, and San Diego, California have filled the stage for this American Idol-style competition. You, too, can share the stage in Nashville, Tennessee. On October 23, 2010, the 6th Annual Christian Music Awards will feature artists such as CC Winans, Jason Crabb, Ty Tribbett, and Salvador. Sign up today at www.bestoftheblessed.org. That's www.bestoftheblessed.org.
I filled it.
I filled it.
I filled it.
Will you fill the stage?
And we're taking it back right now to the Christian Music Awards set up here, Best of the Blessed, TBN Studios, where it's best listed. Okay, he should be calling in. It's Mr. Jeffrey Henderson should be calling in, and we're excited. Stand by. And we are at TBN Studios, and we want to thank everybody for listening, staying with us, being connected. And again, if you missed part of it, you would hear all of it. You can check us out on iTunes and check us out on iTunes, and it'll be rebroadcast and archived for later. Next week's show, Malik the Vigilante is coming on. He was Snoop's former bodyguard. And he'll be on our show next week. You're going to hear the testimony of how his life has changed from doing his job at that time to a Christian now and his new record label, his new clothing line, and everything. So you'll hear from Malik the Vigilante next week. He's coming on the show. You really want to hear that show. And we're going to take this call, folks, coming through. We're going to take the call.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Henderson.
Good afternoon, caller. Big Jeffrey Henderson. This is Ken McCoy, live from TBN Studios. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. How you doing, Ken?
Hey, I'm good, man. We just want to say happy birthday from Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, nice. Thank you so much.
And I want to say one other thing specifically to you. I am actually in Hendersonville, Tennessee, and I just wanted you to know I'm in Hendersonville, and I have a photo that I took that I'm going to email you that it says Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Hey, that's a good place to be. Anything that says Henderson's on it, you got a good place. That's fantastic,
and we just want to say congratulations to Henderson's Cadillac. Why don't you tell us about Henderson Cadillac?
Henderson's Cadillac has been in business for about 46 years in the beautiful city of Compton. We own a whole city block out there, and we sell new cars, used cars, vintage cars. And, man, it's just a great opportunity for people to come out and look at some cars that they want to buy. We have a full-service department right there, complete automotive center, all the way from if you have an accident in your car, we do the repairs on it. We deal with all major insurance companies, too, as well. We do body work, fender. We do towing, too, as well. We can tow your vehicle from your house to our establishment. And we have a full-blown mechanics situation, too, where we have on-duty mechanics there, too, for your assistance.
Well, Jeff, we just want to say happy birthday to you, man, and keep doing what you're doing. I know you're going live tomorrow, and definitely want to say God bless you, man, and keep doing what you got to do with the Jeffrey Henderson Radio and Television, and keep having fun doing what you do, man. And God bless you from Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Well, thank you so much, too, Ken, and thanks for all your support for all the years you've been helping the Jeffrey Henderson Show. We certainly appreciate it. It's going on 9 years now. We met at the Oscars, and we certainly appreciate all the support. You mentoring Mr. Henderson, myself, Jeffrey Henderson, and we certainly appreciate everything that you do for us and with us.
Well, thank you, buddy, and we'll be chatting soon. Tell the family I said hello, man.
Okay, I got one other little surprise. I'm going to do this really quick. I shouldn't put it out on the air like this, but I have a sit-down meeting with some network people on today. I'm excited about it. So at 3 o'clock today, we should get some good news.
That is great news. Great news. Great news.
On my birthday. So the Jeffrey Henderson Show is coming to you soon.
And we are more than excited. We're more than excited. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do now is I'm going to do a drop from backstage so that way we can get ready, you know, because tomorrow I'll be actually hosting from backstage, and we already have it picked out where I'm going to be working from. So I'm going to be by this real bronze gold mirrors and staircase. So I want to do a scene where I come down the stairs, you know, like they did in the old movies and stuff. So it's all good.
Oh, that's beautiful, man. That's beautiful. Well, have a good time down there in Henderson, Tennessee, man, and tell everybody I said hello, all the celebrities, all the stars, everybody that you might meet, man. Have a beautiful trip, and see you back soon in L.A.
Yeah, we will be back. We were just with Jason Crabb from American Idol. Ty Tribbett should be expected in about an hour coming here. He's going to do a breakout session. CeCe Winans will be coming in to do a sound check later today and tomorrow morning with a major choir. We're just excited. This is an awesome, awesome event. Beautiful weather, scenic buildings, nice folks, good food, and a lot of praise, and a lot of networking. So we're excited.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, eat some of that good food for me, man, and get some barbecue down there somewhere.
Somewhere there's a place. I understand it's real close, but we're gonna have to make it happen.
Oh, man, that's good, man. I'm
definitely
excited.
Happy birthday,
everybody down there.
Happy birthday, Jeff, and we'll talk to you soon, man.
Okay, take care.
God bless. Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.
You heard from Mr. Jeffrey Henderson of radio and TV in Hollywood, and he is working on a meeting with a network today about his show, and we've been knowing each other for 9 years, and they need me for some reason. So we're going to stand by. We're going to play this promo for you.
United One Productions is proud to announce our 6th annual Best of the Blessed competition. Winners from Nashville, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, and San Diego, California have filled the stage for this American Idol-style competition. You, too, can share the stage in Nashville, Tennessee. On October 23rd, 2010, the 6th Annual Christian Music Awards will feature artists such as CeCe Winans, Jason Crabb,
he could feel the judgment they would pass.
Ty Tribbett, and Salvador. Sign up today at www.bestoftheblessed.org. That's www.bestoftheblessed.org.
I filled it.
I filled it.
I filled it.
Will you fill the stage?
Well, this is Ken McCoy at Ken McCoy Radio here at TBN Studios. I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank you for the coverage. Thank you for everybody that graced our mic. We're going to move out here so we can get the audio people set up so they can get ready for sound check. And we will be checking back with you later today when Ty Tribbett shows up. And we'll be right there. God bless you all and have a great day. Do something good for somebody else. Thank you for listening to Ken McCoy Radio, live from Nashville.